I'm Mike Davis on the Southern Farm Network. I am joined by South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And Happy New Year, Commissioner.
Well, the same to you, Mike. It is hard to look down and see that the calendar says 2023. I see that. I always think back that I'm watching an episode of Star Trek or something. You used to think that was so far out in the future. But
right.
Here we are, 2023. And, you know, we don't waste a lot of time getting the season started. Before planting season is always meeting season, and
uh-huh.
That is the month of January.
Yeah, that's right. And we dive in head first with this month with all kinds of meetings, both in South Carolina and nearby. And I know that there are several of these meetings that you and your staff will be attending. Tell us about some of these that are particular importance, Commissioner.
Well, it does start off the end of this week down in Savannah, and that's a regional fruit and vegetable conference that South Carolina plays a part in hosting. I think our peach growers are the host this year for their part.
Uh-huh.
So that's down in Savannah. And then this produce safety grower training, which is getting to be more and more critical. We're going to do that on January 11. I won't be able to attend that one. That's the same day as inauguration, so I think they've got a day planned for me on that one.
Uh-huh.
But the end of next week is the Watermelon Association. They're down at Hilton Head. Then a relatively new group, the Agritourism. They're the following week. I think they're over in Darlington County or several places over a couple of 3 days. And then some of the larger group meetings for the cotton, peanut, pork, things like that, always toward the end of January. So, again, sort of the standard, you know, we used to do the Agribiz Expo in January, but we
uh-huh.
pivoted last year, and we have a function in March called the Certified Showcase. So that's why
okay.
the schedule might sound a little different to some people.
Uh-huh.
So, again, it's time to get out there and think about 2023. We're there to give the growers as much advice and answer as many questions as we can. And there'll be plenty of meetings to do it.
Sure will, and I hope to be at a few of them. And hopefully, Commissioner, I'll get to see you and your staff at some of these meetings as well.
I hope you can get on down here. And it's a good time to get to where some of them. The only times I see some of our farmers is at those meetings. Some
mm-hmm.
of them that I just don't get to see as often. So that's one of the, really the extra pluses of getting to all these meetings.
That's right. Well, again, a happy new year to you. Happy 2023, Commissioner. I look forward to seeing you and perhaps in the next few weeks. And I look forward to seeing many of our farmers as well at some of these meetings. With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.